Hi, welcome to Dragon Talks episode 3. In this episode, we'll be listening to lots and lots of speeches about education. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, my name is Margarita, and I'm going to talk about homework. Imagine coming back from school and you can relax and have fun with your family and friends. But that can't happen because we have homework. I believe we should not have homework. In my class, I asked if they want homework or not, and 13 out of 20 people said they don't want homework. First, when your family or friends come over to visit and you want to spend time with them, you can't because you have homework. And when you come back from school, you have to do your homework. While you do your homework, they get bored of waiting. When you really want to do something with them, you can't because you have to do your homework, so they start without you. Like one time, my friend came from Riyadh here in Qatar, and we wanted to play games, but my homework was waiting for me. Second, some people have ASAs after school. And when they come back from school, they will not have time to do their homework. Some people live far away from school, and when they come back home, it's too late to do their homework. After you do your homework, you want to relax or have fun, but that can't happen because it's going to be time for dinner. Sometimes some people have other homework from other activities or languages after their school homework, so they don't have time to play. For example, I'm from Italy, so my mom makes me do Italian homework, and it's always too late. Conclusion: I believe we should not have homework because family or friends come over because of ASAs or because of you live far away from school because of other homework from other activities or languages that also I don't want. By stopping this from happening, go tell teachers, go tell the world to stop giving homework. But if you're not going to stop homework, it's going to be everywhere. I hope to agree to stop homework.
Hi, my name is Abdullah, and today I'm going to be talking about why we shouldn't have homework. Imagine you finally get home from school, football, music, or any other place you just finished practicing or learning. And you think you're finished with everything, but there's one more thing to do. Homework. To start with, I hate homework because I have football practice and an Arabic teacher, and that's enough for me. Another reason I hate homework is because sometimes my friends invite me when I have a project on the weekend. For example, this one time my friend invited me to his house when I had a project, so I told him that I might be late. And I was. I didn't enjoy very much because I only stayed for 3 hours. So you see, I can't enjoy very much with homework. Last but not least, when I get home and I forget to do my homework because I had enough learning in my brain and I am sleepy, and the next morning I remember that I didn't do my homework. And I have to tell my teacher that I forgot to do my homework, and he gives me 2 worksheets. Trust me, it's very boring. In conclusion, I think kids and teenagers shouldn't have homework because they have other important things to do, and you already have 7 hours of school. So you should try asking your teacher or principal or even the director of your school for less homework. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Sydney, and I'm going to be talking about being homeschooled. When you're homeschooled, you can make your child whatever they want for lunch. They have more options for recess. Also, when they're done with a subject, they can move on to the next one. When your child is done with a subject in school, does he have to wait for that subject to be over? But if he is homeschooled, when he is done with the subject, he can move on to the next one. I once finished my math early and my teacher said, go sit down until math was over. It was a real waste of my time. What does your kid ever wake up and you say, you're buying lunch today? Does her smile go away? I remember when I was excited for lunch, but my mom said I was buying lunch and my smile went away. When she goes to school and it's lunchtime, does she say, ew, the food is not so good? Well, if she is homeschooled, you can make her whatever she wants for lunch. I want to ask my mom if I could be homeschooled. Have your child ever played outside and the bell rings and it's only felt like 5 minutes? When I was playing football and the bell rang and it's only felt like 5 minutes. In fact, when you're homeschooled, you have more options for recess. There's TV, you can play outside, there's playgrounds. You can play as long as you want if your parents let you. You can even go to the game room if you have one. I know what you're thinking. Your child won't have any friends. Well, there is a website called Homeschool Global that will tell you who is homeschooled around you. You can meet up and make friends with them. In conclusion, I hope you homeschool your child. Go on, give it a try. Go make your child whatever they want for lunch, what they want for recess. I hope you homeschool your child. Thanks for listening.
Hello, my name's Amar, and I'll tell you a speech about why you should not go to school. You wake up early in the morning at sunrise, eat breakfast, and plan what you want to do during the morning. You want to maybe go play outside, feed your fish, play video games, even go to your annoyingly older brother's cricket match. But nope, you can't do any of that because you got to go to school in a few hours. My opinion is, kids should never, ever go to school in a bazillion, trillion years. Stress. School causes so much stress, especially to high schoolers in the U.S. Out of 1.2 million high schoolers that quit out of school, 49% of it quit out of school by stress. And I did the math. That's 20,000 high schoolers in a year. It's only in U.S. alone. Do you want to take on that much stress? School is too long. All schools in the East have at least their pupils to go to school for more than 10 hours in such countries as Korea and China. Education is needed, but not too much. But in a 6-hour or more school day, you learn quite little. That's why they make you have homework, so you learn at home. But that makes you miss on stuff like physical education and time for your family. Some people like school, so I have a solution. The Board of Education should sell workbooks for money instead of making you go to school for 7 hours. Why? Because you learn more, they're more fun, and they cost less. You can do school if you want, but I'd prefer workbooks. Schools bore children, and children should not be bored. They should have fun. If you think children should not go to school, help me make new ways to learn instead of school. My opinion is, kids should never, ever go to school in a million bazillion years.
Yay!
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Dragon Talks. Hope you enjoy the next one. See you on the next one. Bye.
Hi, my name is Abdurrahman, and I'm going to be reading a story called Stalking. Chapter 1. Splish, splosh. The rain was pouring like a waterfall in full blast. Crack. A lightning bolt fell. A tree leaving a hole in its place. Ha ha. Thy nostrils is bimingo. Den yo many head loserar, said Golgong, a bully. while walking to class while other people were playing recess. One kid said, 6-2-4. And then he was shouting the score. And then he said, why you bully me? And shouting after Gaul. When Golgong got home, he thought as hard as a monk. Why does nobody like me? It had never crossed his mind that he was the bully. He only had one friend. Bill Kong Jazz, Bill, as everyone called him, was always wanted to help with everything. Though he looked like a bully, and he was not a bully or a jerk. Chapter 2. What are we doing, Gaul? Flip on floor and put gobbler in thou jawers and up to nostril. Gaul said, putting his ear next to the window on a block facing Red Man Wood. As you can guess, read backwards below. I tell you something. Untini de globe for east. Now flip on the floor. Suddenly, he pointed and ran as fast as Usain Bolt. Bill was right behind him like lightning across the street until they were out of view. They did this multiple times to multiple houses until Gaul decided to go home. On the way, Gaul told Bill, I stopped to learn, he said, while looking at his shoes. As they passed Mansion Street, known for its mansions and millionaires. Chapter 3. The English tutor gave Gaul a big lecture in anger, as big a lecture as an elephant, on not to stalk. By then, there was a long line out of people ready to explode outside. Next, please. What are you doing, Gaul? Shut your drawer. I learn. I will thank those nose pickers. I say again. You nower, shut your drawer. I will do that explobalop if you odd ton pots tea. 10 hours later. I anger a cube of nose private. He always said it in that way because he always forgot a letter. La 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 la, said his mom in Korean. Okay, I'm all right to og school. But in Gaul's mind, he thought, I'll just go stalk Bill. Bill knows as much English as a teacher. He knows Shakespeare English. He knows modern English especially. Maybe I can stalk or spy on him instead of going to some school that sucked anyway. Bill is always home, even on school days. His house is just here. Chapter 5. I found you, Gaul. Come inside. I'm just having an English lesson. You can learn too. That's what I always wanted. Thank you for listening.